call received from Home Care Agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. I was interested in help at home as far as caring for a family member.
Okay, what county? County?
North Hampton.
Okay, and what kind of health insurances do they have?
Well, my mom has Medicare, but I think she's on her way to get Medicaid also.
Okay, because it is a Medicaid-funded program. What we could do is check to see what she has and submit the referral to get her on to Medicaid or assist her further. What's your mom's first and last name?
She already went through that process. I think it's just a matter of the agency reaching out. I think it's one more part. You want me to give you your name?
Yeah. Let me check to see what she has. What's your mom's first and last name?
Okay, her first name is Shirley, and her last name is Lockhart, spelled Lockhart.
Okay, one second.
Mm-hmm. Because we was trying
What's
to...
What's her date of birth?
It's annoying. 8350.
Did you hear that they take pictures of you when you go clock in and out with your mom? Did they tell you that?
I don't know.
Freedom Care.
No.
Yeah, they take pictures of you. Mm-hmm. So
they didn't mention that.
Of course not. Because they get you in and then they tell you. That's horrible. But you can ask.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Let me check to see if she has active Medicaid. Because if she does, then we could just call the service coordinator, get everything ready for you guys, and send you the hiring application and get this expedited so you guys can start the program right away.
It wasn't just for her also. It was for my nephew because he's paraplegic. They both live in the same. It's like they both
your
live in the same.
Your mom's Medicaid is inactive. Did you know that?
Yeah, because she's in the process.
Okay. So I'm going to help you do that.
Yeah, because I'm
going to get this. And then give me your nephew's information. How old is he?
He's 43.
Okay. What's his first and last name?
His first name is Michael.
And
his
we're doing
last
both,
name.
Okay.
Michael
it would
be Lockhart. Both of them, because I'm always doing stuff. Yeah.
Okay. And what's Michael's date of birth? Let me check to see if his Medicaid, what's going on with it.
He's January 31st, 1983.
And give me the address for your mom.
They both are at 4041 Freemansburg Avenue, apartment number.
Freeman?
Mm-hmm.
Spell that for me for accuracy.
Freeman is FreeMansburg.
And is that Boulevard, Road, Street, Avenue?
It's Avenue.
Any apartment number?
2.
Apartment 2, the city?
Easton.
Easton or Eaton?
Easton.
Okay, and zip code?
18045.
Okay, and you're going to be the caregiver to both. What's your first and last name?
My first name is Marcia. It's spelled M-A-R-C-I-A. And my last name is the same as theirs.
And is this a good number to reach you, Miss Marcia?
Yes.
And what's a good number to reach Michael?
His number is, hold on.
Take your time.
You know what I tell people when I used to work at this methadone clinic? Take your time, but don't take too long.
No, not me. I would rather you take your time, girl. Please do.
So they would sit there and act like they're having tea with me, and it's like somebody else is waiting in line.
Well, I'm okay with that. I'm a tea and biscuit person. Come on.
I got you. Michael's number is 484.
Go ahead.
His number is 484-541-4655.
All right, and a good number to reach, Miss Shirley.
All right, my mom's in a hospital right now, but I'm going to still give you her number because she can talk.
I'm going to put you down as a contact for everyone, but they need a number for everybody.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
What is it?
My mother's number is 973.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up, because I don't know her number, but I heard. Hold up. I got to look it up. 973-968-0061.
Now, let me check for Mr. Lockhart and Michael. One second.
Yeah, we were waiting on Freedom Care, but it's so much like it seems, I don't know what the heck is going on. I'm the one that's handling everything.
First
Michael
of all,
they have a
3-month waiting period just to get you onto services after they've been approved.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ridiculous. But I see here
that's
Michael.
Why it's taking forever.
Michael, yeah, but that's to just contact you. So in 3 months, you could already be on services and getting paid. We don't got time to
That's
wait
what
3 months.
Said. Like they said, like last November.
Yeah, now we good. We're submitting this today, and guess what? We're gonna start the process today. All right.
You can find out about my mom.
I already did. Her Medicaid is inactive, so we're gonna knock two birds off in one stone. We're gonna call on behalf of both of them. Let me see if someone is available to assist you through this right now, so we can get the in-home assessment out the way. All right.
They're going to be pissed off because they got to go through this again.
No, because if they would have already went through the initial assessment, they would have been on active Medicaid. The only one that's on active Medicaid is Michael. We're going to pick up right wherever the broker left off. So if the broker left off with your mom needing a second assessment or missing paperwork, they're going to pick up right where you left off with her. And with Michael, if he's already assigned, all we got to do is get him onto the community health choice, which pays for home care, which is either Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC, or PA Health and Wellness.
You said Health Partners?
No Health Partners. No, you have to change that for him.
Yeah, he's on that now.
No, we have to get rid of that because Health Partners doesn't pay for the program. Only Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC, or PA Health and Wellness. One of the four you could choose.
Oh, okay, I got you. He probably could do AmeriHealth. I'll have to tell him though.
Uh-huh. Give me 1 second to see who's available.
Now, what I left off with my mother, because I had to do two appeals as far as, like, the Department of Aging. So what they left me with, they put everything in the system as far as how they're done on their end.
Okay.
It's just a matter of the county. And I think she probably has to submit her income
financials.
Again.
Yep, that's all financials. When the county is reviewing financials, it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because they're going back up to 5 years. So that's the most tedious part of the waiting period is just getting the paperwork that they want. But once that's in, then they complete the hiring application. In the meantime, everything is going to be ready for you, all right?
Yeah, because she did it. What's your name again? Because I like to say people's name. What's your name?
My name is Jasmine. Yes, please. I'm going to give you my information.
Jasmine.
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, you talk fast, Jasmine, but you talk clear, not saying that you're...
I talk very quickly. I'm just used to that because I don't know.
I know, me too. I
feel like I
want to
give
really
all
cool.
the information as quickly as
no,
possible.
I know. I got
Are there
you.
Any
That's
patients?
Why I didn't want you to.
Miss Marcia? Any patients, minors in the home? Any children residing in the home? Along with the patient?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
Not even with Michael, correct?
No, he stays with my mother. That's his grandmother.
Okay.
Because, you know what, how much do you guys pay an hour? Because I know Freedom Care was like $11 an hour. I'm like,
no,
really?
No, we're the highest paying agency. We have a radio campaign going on live right now. We're one of the highest paying agencies in the county. And we can't give you a rate until they've been approved because we pay overtime.
Oh.
So, and you're gonna, if you get anything over 40 hours, you're going to go up to $20, $22 depending on how many hours they get. So you're going to be good.
Look, I do all this stuff now. I'm a nurse, right? And I'm like my mother and my nephew live right next door to me. But I find myself doing everything. I wear so many hats. It's ridiculous.
Isn't that
and I'm
fortunate
like,
that you've
you
been given
I mean?
That gift? You know that's a gift, right? For you to be able to
yeah.
take care of people. You need patience.
Oh,
you need compassion.
Yeah.
You need empathy.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that this society is lacking. So.
I know. And I do it, but I'm like, I don't mind because they're my family.
Yeah, but,
it's just nice to know
you're
gonna have a program.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah, you definitely need to get paid.
Thank you. I agree.
And you're going to be the point of contact for both Shirley and Michael.
Yes. Until they fire me.
They ain't going to get rid of you. Because now your mother can boss you around and you get paid for it.
Oh, gosh, she's already bossy.
Mm-hmm.
She's never going to change. She is who she is.
That's a great thing. You're lucky to have her.
I know. So what happened was, since you're looking into something, what happened was her income, they said, didn't at the time, but I was told that her income wasn't over the amount that they, whatever it can be or whatever. So that's why I have to put in the appeal.
Yeah, just appeal it, fight it. They have to approve it, especially if she needs it.
Yeah, and I did. Yeah, I did. So I don't know if I would have to give you the broker number, her case number?
If you have one, yeah, because that helps expedite everything.
Let me see if this would be right. I know I had got a number. It said PA-228-6036.
Who's that, for your mom?
Yeah.
What was it, PA?
Oh, PA-228-6036.
Mm-hmm. And that's your broker?
I have put AP for mother. I forgot what AP probably meant, but I put AP for a mother, for my mother. I only put those two letters, but I did write that number down because they told me to write that case number down.
Yeah, that's important.
I just had so much going on that I just wrote it and put it in my notes, and I kind of, like, was writing fast. So
let me
like,
see who's available for you, okay? Give me 1 second, Marcia, 1 second.
Okay, all right.
I just want you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
So the name of the agency that's going to hire you and assist your mom and Michael onto services is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
Mm-hmm.
The agency phone number is 267-551-7400.
You said 551?
551. 7400.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Family First Care. Okay.
And now I'm going to give you the broker number just so you have it, just in case, okay? So I want you to write broker number.
Okay.
And it's 877.
Hold on, Jasmine. Somebody just knocked on my door really quick. Okay, you said 877?
550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
Okay. Let me read it back to you. 877-550-4227.
Correct. And do you want your mom's Medicaid ID and Michael's as well?
Yeah, because I don't have it.
So Michael's Medicaid ID number is 240.
Mm-hmm.
66.
Mm-hmm.
73.
Mm-hmm.
182.
Okay, 240-667-3182.
You got it.
Okay.
And then my name is Jasmine, just so you have my name as well.
Okay, Jasmine. That's my niece's name.
Yay, that means
so
you will never forget.
What's that lady who has? I know.
Family First Care.
I wonder if... Okay, so my mother's in the hospital now. Maybe that's something else that she's dealing with, Family First Care. It must be something else. I'm not going to confuse you. And you said my mother has an ID number for Medicaid?
Yes, her Medicaid, yeah, she does, but it's inactive. So when you call the broker, just let them know, hey, I want to know where you guys left off with my mom's situation. I'm calling to follow up, and I'm also calling for Michael Lockhart.
Okay.
Your mom's Medicaid ID number is 464-419.
Mm-hmm.
3395.
Okay. 464-419-3395.
You got it.
And you said call them. Oh, what number am I calling them? The 877
number? 877. Put broker number next to that number so you don't forget.
I got it. Yep, I put it. Okay. And call them and say I want to know what's going on with my mom.
And you
right?
want a status update on your mom's referral. Some Medicaid is still showing inactive, and she really needs home care. And you're calling to sign up Michael, because Michael is in need of home care services as well.
Okay. You do that.
I'm going to transfer this call to Ms. Shira. She's going to further you along and assist you through that call, okay?
What is your number, Jasmine?
I gave it to you. It's 7410. The 267-551-7410.
Oh, my God. I didn't put your name next to it. That's why. Okay, I got it.
All right?
Got it.
You're going to call me if you get lost, if you have any questions, or you just want to talk to me. All right, Marcia.
Okay. All right, thanks, Jasmine.
All right. Please hold. You too, honey. Please hold. I'm going to get you Ms. Dean, okay? She's going to further you along. Ms. Shira, sorry.
All
for
right.
a second. Please hold.
Okay. No problem.
Hi, Family First Care. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Marcia Lockhart.
Okay. I hear you have two participants that want to sign up.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So who are we going to work with first right now?
It could be Michael Lockhart, my nephew.
Okay. Where is he holding in the process? Has he had his assessment yet?
What's yeah, he had on? All of that stuff done.
So
I think he had everything done. I mean, huh?
He's up to the financial aspect. Has he submitted all his financials?
Yeah, he did everything, but you can call him because he'll know more about what he just got off the phone with them about and what they said going forward. So I'm not next to him right now.
All the information in regards
did
to
I
him?
Give it to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you give her her number? Okay, so I'm going to reach out to him as soon as I see him follow up for me.
Okay.
In regards to the other participant, who's that going to be?
That's my mom, but
okay.
She's in a hospital right now, so, I can speak for her, but she can be right next to me because I have to go back up to the hospital today anyway,
mm-hmm.
So I don't know, what should I do? Okay.
I'm going to go down the list of financial information the county is going to eventually need. Let's see what applies to your mom. Because she's still in the hospital, maybe we could use this time now to try and get the paperwork together. And then as soon as she has a discharge date, then we can continue with the assessment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is she divorced or married?
She's never married.
Okay. Does she own a home or anything like
no.
that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Does she have a deed to any rentals, condos, anything like that?
No.
Burial
no,
account agreement?
I don't know about that.
Okay, so you put that in a question, write that down, make sure you ask her, that's very important.
Burial agreement? What do you mean by that? Like, does she have, like, a
flat? A burial account agreement. It's, like, basically a money put set aside for when she passes on for, I guess, her burial.
Oh, no. I think she had insurance on her job, and she just got, that situated through her insurance. She's retired, though.
Okay, I'm not sure what insurance provides a burial account, so I want you to just follow up with her and make sure you get the right information so I can help you further. But let's move on. So does she have any life insurance policies?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
I have to ask all of this stuff.
Yes. Write that down. Make sure you ask her. It's very important. Does she own any vehicles?
No.
Okay. Did she have a bank account open between now and 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. Does she make more than $2,850 a month?
I don't think so. I think she barely just made it because that was one of the reasons. She had got denied the first time, but then I put an appeal, and she got the appeal, but it was waiting for the county now.
So she's already
part.
Done the process. You just appealed.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so like your nephew, you already submitted all the financial paperwork and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to bore you more with all these questions.
But you can call Michael and ask him where it is because he just got off the phone with, I think, Northampton County, but he can explain it to you better what they talked about.
Okay, I'm going to, what we're going to do for both cases, you and your mom, I'm going to call into the county with you guys, okay? Not today because I'm almost out of the office, but tomorrow I hope to call
in
both your cases and we'll see where they're holding, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What you were going to say?
I mean, we can't, your mom can't be approved for services anyway until she's out of the hospital. What's your mom's name?
I know. Shirley Lockhart.
Shirley, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would do is, she's in the middle of appeal. And he...
No, she already got the appeal. The appeal, we already went through that.
Right. I'm saying you're waiting for a response?
From the county.
Yes. Okay. So you're middle of the appeal, waiting for the response.
Okay.
We have to call into the county and see what's going on with both of them. Okay?
Okay.
I will follow up with you tomorrow. Right now, I don't have all the information in front of me because I guess Jasmine's still processing all of it. But as soon as that comes on, I'll be in touch, okay? You don't have nothing to worry about.
Okay, no problem. And if my voicemail picks up, because I get a lot of scam calls, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you back.
Oh, you know what? I'll give you one better than that. This number, let me give you my number, and you can always text me if you have any questions or concerns, okay?
Okay, then I can put it in my contact here.
Yeah.
That way I'll know it.
267.
You said 267?
Yeah, 551.
Mm-hmm.
7419.
7419. And what's your name again?
My name is Shira. I'll be the enrollment coordinator.
Okay, Shira. How do you spell your name? S-H-E-E-R-A?
S-H-I-R-A.
Oh, simple.
Yeah.
Shira, that's cute. Okay.
All right.
I'll put it in. All right, thank you.
Have a great day.
Okay,
be well. We'll be in touch. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.